First off, I want to say, I think it was 2 days ago. It's a fucking crazy. Oh, it's not even that crazy. It's not even that crazy of a story, but like, I was at work, right? This is just another work story. Cause you know, last week I saw like two crackheads just pummeling each other out. God, I missed that. But this time, fuck. So I was working, you know, and then out of nowhere, our fucking truck breaks down in the middle of the fucking yard. It was like 106 fucking degrees outside. I was sweating my goddamn balls off. I felt like I was gonna fucking die. And then, worst of all, I had like, fuck, I think it was a Red Bull, like 30 minutes before that. And it made me need to take a shit. But I was fucking dying. And I waited like 2 hours before I went to take a shit. Because we had like, I say 6 yards that were like all together. I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm just finished mowing these, and then I'm gonna go tell my dad if he can go take me, right? But no, our truck had a fucking breakdown, and fuck, my asshole was hurting. You know those shits whenever like it hardens and you can feel it hardening in your ass.
Yeah,
it was one of those. So then, like, whenever we finished, I was like,
you haven't been eating enough fibers, bro. That's why.
No, I'm pretty sure the reason it got hard as shit because I waited for like 2 fucking hours.
Nah, dude, you ain't eating enough fibers.
No, because I've been taking good shit so recently. You can't tell me I eat my fucking fibers. I eat my fucking pistachios, man. Okay, so let me finish the story.
Pistachios not a fiber though.
I don't give a shit.
You need like fruits, like oranges,
like
and
bananas.
Shit. Yeah, fibers. They have fibers in them. Shit, man, it helps you shit. That's why whenever you eat it like early in the morning, it's like the first thing you eat, and you fucking shit like. Real fast and real
Do you
quick.
Work at GNC?
Hmm?
General Nutrition Center?
Oh, no. It's just common knowledge.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You didn't, like... I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. I know that, but, like... I eat a shit ton of bananas, bro. I'm a fucking monkey. Do you not see me? I'm literally in the fucking sun all goddamn day. I'm hairy as shit. I'm a short. And I'm good at climbing things. And I eat fucking bananas. And fruits. Speaking of fruits... Fucking peaches are good as fuck. Oh, I talk. Okay, fuck. Let me finish my goddamn story.
Okay.
So like, after the truck broke down, I was like, "Fuck this!" And my dad, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm licking a battery.
Why the fuck are you licking a battery?
You never licked the.
Yes, but it made you tingly. Doesn't it give you cancer or some shit?
Does it?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you missing brain cells? I don't want to call you retarded, but like, I think you are.
I think everybody is.
Whippets and then fucking, fuck. Okay, are you good?
I'm listening. I'm just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. It's like a little fidget shit.
I literally see you sticking the battery in your tongue, and then you're, like, twitching so fucking much. You're, like, having a heart attack. Like,
I don't know. Just, like, while I'm mid-sentence. I like the little tingle on my tongue, dude. Don't ignore me, right? It's just a fucking battery, dude.
Okay,
it's like a little fidget shit,
I'm sorry,
dude. Who cares,
I'm sorry,
bro?
I'm sorry. So, what was that? I was like, oh, yeah. So, I needed to take a shit so goddamn bad. Like, I was sweating so fucking much. And then the truck decided to fucking just break down. It wouldn't fucking start. So my dad had to call the mechanic. That motherfucker was taking so goddamn long, even though we weren't even far away from his shop. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I walked to the nearest gas station. And when I tell you, fucking for the first like 2 minutes, I fucking ran. I sprinted my ass off. And I was like, nope, I can't. I'm literally so close to shitting myself. So I just walked the rest of the way there. And thank God I wasn't that far away from a gas station. Because I was so close just going in the backyard of someone just taking a shit right there. And then, so I finally made it to that gas station. But I was hesitant to shit at that gas station because I remember, like, 2 months ago, I needed to take a shit. And then when I went to the restroom, I saw a stall door open. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shit here. I walk up. I see a dude just straight up shitting his fucking guts out with a door fucking open. His hands were covering his... arms, and then like I didn't hear him, he was all quiet, but then but as soon as I walked up to the stall, he was all like, and I was like, nope, I'm fucking waiting. I walked my ass off. So like, that's why whenever I went to that guy, I was like, do I really need to take a shit? Should I really risk that happening again or just shit myself? I was like, no, I'm gonna risk that happening again. And thank God it was empty, because like, if there's people in the restroom, I can't shit. Like, I literally wait them out.
You would much rather shit yourself than shit in a...
Yes. No, I'm saying, like, if I'm like in the toilet and I'm like mid shit and like someone comes in, I stop. Like I hold in the shit. And I just wait for the other person to leave. I don't know why.
It's just dangling from your asshole until like
yes,
the person
I'm,
leaves.
I'm you know like the turtleneck thing? Where yeah. like it poop goes out a little bit, then it goes back in. I
like
do that
foreskin.
Constantly. Yeah, like foreskin. Like yes. a penis.
Yeah.
I do that constantly when someone's like next to me because I feel uncomfortable when other people are shitting next to me. I don't know why. So I have to force myself to wait. Like I would risk getting fucking kidney stones or some shit just so I can just shit by myself. I'm a shy pooper. Okay, so back to the story. I was shitting for like a good 10 minutes. My asshole was like, I thought it ripped open. And when I tell you I was fucking sweating. Look at me. I was gasping for fucking air. Like there was damn near a fucking puddle under me when I fucking left, and I literally just walked out that bitch. I fucking stared at the cash register. I was like nothing happened. Like I didn't just leave a fucking ocean behind in the fucking restroom. I swear to God, we're gonna have perfect like intro stories because of my fucking work. Some stupid shit like this happens every goddamn week.
You should have took a picture of this shit, dude. Just to see, like, how was it? Was it that worth it?
I
like,
was
sweating so much.
It wasn't
was
even
it
that
just, like,
worth
solid shit? Or is it just, like,
it
a
was
waterfall?
It was, like, a fucking rock. It went... And then, like, you know the splashback?
Was it, like, a little dud? Or, like, fucking,
fuck
like...
Fuck no. It was, like,
a
good...
fucking sausage.
It was, like, a good two fist size.
That's it?
Two fist size? I got some fat fists, bro.
I don't know. You got some little hands, dude.
Yeah, but my fists are fat. What are you talking about? Like, my body, my fucking short-ass two fists full of shit? What are you talking about? For me, that's a fucking lot. How big are your shits?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
You be taking them Titanic shits? Them iceberg? Them Titanic drowning
shits? I mean, from the story you're talking about, I thought you were going to take, like, a big-ass fucking Titanic shit.
I'm not like that. I'm not a fucking nasty. The biggest shit I've probably ever taken was probably as big as my foot or something. What, something wrong? Oh. Okay, yeah, that's better.
Okay. Anyways.
How big are your shits? Do you measure? Do you just look down and you're like, damn, that's a big-ass shit?
I mean, usually, yeah, it's like two fistfuls.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just like every other shit. Like, that's like... The way you're explaining it, like, fucking... That was your asshole was ripped right open, bro. Like, I thought it was, like...
Damn near felt like it. It shit like it was cutting my fucking inner lining.
I thought it was shit like a fucking Shaq shoe size shit.
I mean, okay, when I said I needed a shit bad, I mean, it was just that I needed a shit bad. It wasn't like I ate a shit ton of food.
Yeah, but you're all like, it fucking felt like my asshole got torn open and shit.
Yes, a small shit can have fucking ridges as fuck, because I told you it got hard. From the fucking 2 hours away in the humid ass 106 degrees fucking sun. No, it wasn't even 106. It was like 90. It was like 97. But like with the fucking humidity, it was like 70%. God damn. When I tell you I wanted to fucking die, I wanted to fucking die. Like I really wanted to. I really hoped I'd just pass out and just shit myself so the ER can take me. You know? But like. I don't think I really wanted it because ERs are fucking expensive. I don't want to go on a rant about ERs, but god damn. It's like, what, like $5,000 just for the fucking coverage of the ride? Just so the motherfuckers can take you to the fucking hospital just so they can pay you like... I mean, just so they can charge you like $10,000 just so they can take the shit out of my fucking ass? Just so they can fucking peg me, basically.
Just finger your booty hole and it'll come out eventually.
For like $2.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, so that's the end of my fucking shit story.
Cool.
Shit story.
Yeah, speaking of shit stories, do you know who Chris Chan is?
I've heard of him.
He's like some weird like internet meme, or like he's people like to describe him as the most documented person on the internet ever, because like his whole fucking life is like documented and shit like that for everything he does and shit like that. He's like some weird. Autistic kid, or man, he's not a kid, he's like fucking 30 something or whatever. Like, he's like a, you ever heard of a sonnet shoe? It's like a mixture of a mixture of fucking Pikachu and Sonic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he made that, like, little fan fiction or whatever character or whatever. Nice. Has, like, all him and shit like that. Recently, he's come up, and I haven't heard his name in a while, in a fat minute, honestly. Or heard, because he's also a transgender. But, like,
I know where this is going. I just looked up his wiki, and I was like, okay, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Just go ahead.
I shouldn't have looked at it, because it was going to be the most shock value, dude.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
So his father passed or whatever. Like nice. I don't know. I think 2015.
Of what?
You know what? I don't fucking know. Old age or some shit.
Diabetes.
So, yeah, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know his whole life story. Even though like I know little bits and pieces from there. All I know is his dad died some like 2015 or some shit.
Nice.
I don't know, but that leaves him to care for his mother and around like his fucking mom's like 80 years old right now. Fucking. Dementia and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that doesn't she have dementia or something?
Yeah, she's like, she has dementia and shit like that. She's popped up couple times on Chris's stuff and shit like that. A couple streams and shit like that. You can tell like that woman's like fucking like a fucking like
old like fucked up
melting.
Yo, her whole fucking, like a fucking skeleton.
Yeah, basically, like she's fucking like a mummy, like
corpse husband.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So, Chris has always have been, like, an awkward child. Like, he interested into, like, girls and shit like that, but he's always been, like...
Like a Jeffrey Dahmer type of thing.
No, nothing like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, yeah. Close enough, though.
Not even close. Because I don't even think Jeffrey Dahmer would actually do this.
He was gay.
Yeah, he was gay, but I don't even think he would even fucking do this shit, even though all the fucked up shit he'd done. Chris has always been, like, a fucking weird... guy and shit like that. Not really an incel because he doesn't hate women. He fucking adores them and shit like that. And fucking
yeah, an incel.
No, incels fucking hate women.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so, Chris is
an incel.
No, he's not fucking incel.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm trying to get to the story, but I keep losing my shit. Hold on.
Yeah, from all the fucking batteries you're licking.
Dude, I'm okay.
Let me get a taste. Okay.
Oh shit. Anyways, what was that? Oh, yeah. Chris is like, had girl interests and shit like that. And, like, I think his first girl interest that he's had and shit like that was, like, in some girl he met in college or some shit. But then, like, he wrote fan fictions about her and shit like that. And, like, would draw, like, him and her having sex and shit like that. And then she's like, nah, fuck that.
Can you read those? Those online?
Yeah. They're all over online. Fucking, there's, like, a whole comic books of fucking Sonic Chew and shit like that. And Chris's... imaginary world fantasy. And shit like that, and fantasy and shit.
His dark,
like that.
Beautiful, twisted fantasy?
I wouldn't call it beautiful. I would call it everything else. Yeah, maybe, but, so yeah, he's been a girl seeker, but, can't really, get girls, so, it's led him, to this point, to, have, sexual relationships with his mom, who... his brain is fucking like fucking melting at this point where she doesn't know what the fuck's going on and shit like that.
You got to see it through, my boy.
Like, no. Like, I don't, like, bro, how, like, and there's people defending him and shit like that. Oh, he's autistic and shit. He doesn't know right from wrong and shit like that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure somebody like that autistic, like, sure, there's, like, autistic people that can't function for shit. But then there's, like, Chris Chan. Like, he clearly has a fucking, like, conscience and shit like that or whatever. So, I don't know what the fuck happened. But there's, like, this audio leaked of some shit. I think it was, like, in a Discord call with him and, like, some chick talking. And this motherfucker, literally, he's a motherfucker. He fucks his own mom.
That's funny.
He's describing, like, how he fucking, like, describing how he, like, pursued himself to her and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's all like, yeah, at first she was, kind of hesitant and shit like that, but, like, I kind of relaxed her, put her in a good space and shit.
I found the leak if you want me to play it real quick.
I don't want to. Nah, I'd rather not listen to that shit.
I would. I want to. What do the fans want to listen to this?
Just dude, I'm trying to tell
you. Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, just read. I'm going to just link this in the bio below if you want to
listen
to it.
This motherfucker's like, bro, and he's all like, yeah, we're both enjoying it and shit. Like, I don't think she enjoyed it.
She had dementia.
I don't think she enjoyed it either way, dude.
She probably thought she was in a dream.
Shit, she wished she was in a fucking dream, bro. Fuck, dude. Like, imagine, dude, like, you're fucking, like, your only relative.
I don't want to imagine.
Like, you're only a relative that you have right now. It's like, your fucking autistic ill son and shit like that.
Nice.
And you're dying. You don't know what the fuck's going on around you and shit like that. And he fucking just, boom, just fucking gets on you and shit like that and fucking, yeah, it's just fucking gross. I think this is the end of the Chris Chan story. This is the horrible ending.
I kind of get it, though.
Because he recently got arrested this weekend.
Nice.
For that shit. There's like somebody was live streaming like him being arrested and shit like that. I feel like he should be locked up for this shit.
I kind of understand what the people are saying. Like, they understand why I did it because, I know he's like autistic or something. He's not like mentally right in the head, but like, you gotta also say that he's like,
he's grown up with his mom for like
his whole life and shit. Imagine he's been lonely his whole fucking life trying to get women that he can't. So he just goes to his next best option. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but like, shit. I mean, I'm not saying I would because I'm not fucking autistic. I know that shit's wrong, but like, for him, he probably just found an opportunity and he was like, he has to see it through. I don't know because when you say people like sympathize with him, I'm not saying that I sympathize. I'm not saying that I sympathize with him, but I'm just saying like I understand why I did it, but like it's still not. I'm still not saying that it's right. That shit's fucking disgusting. I mean, stepmom porn is kind of hot, but like that shit's fucking disgusting because she was like 80. Don't get me wrong, GILF porn. There's some hot-ass grandmas that I do nasty things to, but, like, with dementia, yikes, that's a different level of freaky, especially with an autistic dude. How big is his cock?
I don't want to fucking know at all. Alexa. And there's videos of him jerking off because, like, people's all like...
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go look those up later.
I wouldn't.
Research.
I wouldn't. I'd rather fucking see a fucking... ISIS beheading fucking
we have.
Shotgun
we have.
To the fucking back of the head.
We have.
Up close.
We have.
Fucking that, dude.
We literally ran the gauntlet, but you can't watch a dude jerk off.
Oh, I'd rather not, dude.
We literally saw a girl lick dick cheese and eat it. And you watched that, but...
It changed, bro. I can't watch that shit anymore without, like, fucking...
It's literally only been, like, 6 months.
Still, bro, I can't fucking watch that shit. That shit's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not disgusting. I'm not saying it's not disgusting, but I like watching disgusting. I don't know why I like watching shit like that because it makes me want to die. It makes me want to like, and I like watching those because it lets me know that I'm alive. It lets me know that I'm human.
Yeah, it sucks being fucking human, dude. Fucking living in a fucking fucked up sadistic world and shit like that, dude. Fuck that. Like, bro, I fucking, like, I know, like, that shit's horrible whenever I hear, like, fucking, like, parents raping and, like, sexually abusing their child. But, like, when it's
beauty
the other
pageants.
Way. But when
Yikes.
It's but when it's the other way around, where, like, this person's, like, raised you,
fuck.
Like, for the rest, like, raised you for the fucking majority of your life and shit like that, dude. And then, like, seeing that, like, your mom's, like, fucking not doing good and shit like that.
Imagine
fucking,
getting
like,
fucked by an autistic person.
Doesn't know what the fuck's going on around here and shit like that. Can barely remember, like, what happened, like, 2 minutes ago or some shit like that. Dude, and fuck
honestly,
that,
hold up. Her fault. I mean, what else can I say? It's her fault for being a woman. Hey, it's not my fault. She had a pussy. I mean.
So, wait, so is Chris Chan. Chris Chan's a woman.
Nice. So, I want to see that video now.
I don't.
Wait, what?
I don't.
He's a woman?
He's a transgender. Like, he was male to female.
So, wait, hold up. But this all depends. Did he or did he not get the procedure?
No.
So he still has a penis.
Yeah. But he identifies as a woman.
Yeah, exactly. What does that have to do with anything? She still had a pussy. He can still be like, women. Her fault. Next. No questions asked. Next question.
What question, bro?
Would you get fucked by an autistic person? Would you get raped by an autistic? How would that be like?
I don't know, man. I mean, autistic. I mean, anybody could be autistic, dude. I could be fucking, like, autistic. Autism doesn't have to be like fucking, like non-functional human being. Like they can just act like a regular human being, but like have like
no
little. Okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, man. Go on, continue. I'm listening.
Like fucking Asperger's and shit like that. Like anybody, like a lot of people fucking have Asperger's and shit like that, but like act completely fucking normal and shit like that. Fucking, there's like people think fucking Ben Shapiro's autistic too. Cause like,
wait, like, he's not?
He
has to be autistic.
I know I think he is, but like, it's not like confirmed or anything.
He has
like
some
that.
Sort of autism.
And even if he was like fucking diagnosed with that shit, I know he would fucking deny that shit so much. Like, he'd be like, I'm
autism does not exist. Hypothetically, if autism did exist, then I wouldn't have it.
I don't know, dude. People just, a lot of people think he's autistic and shit, but
Of course he is.
I think he's autistic.
Have you not seen his videos?
Of course, dude. He's fucking autistic, dude. Like, he reminds me of so many people that I knew in, like, school that acted just like them, and they were all autistic.
God, oh, there's one dude who I know
like,
who acts like that.
There's
but
no fucking way that
he's probably autistic.
Not
I don't
autistic.
Know. I make fun of him, but, like, I don't know he's autistic. Is that bad? Hey, whatever.
I know he's fucking autistic.
I'm literally an asshole to a lot of people, so it's fine, I guess.
Whatever, but, yeah, that's all. That's one thing that happened in behind the weekend, but... Another thing that happened over the weekend is you heard about Lollapalooza, what happened over there? The fucking Playboi Carti shit.
Oh, yeah, where he had to stop because he was worried about his fan or some shit.
He didn't even stop. Okay.
The white people mosh pit?
No. So, Playboi Carti, he wasn't headlining.
Never mind. Yeah, okay.
Miley
yeah,
Cyrus
going,
was
yeah, I'm
for Lollapalooza
the
weekend. And people, like, I don't know if it was the majority of the people, but like a lot of fans of Miley Cyrus was over there did not expect fucking that much craziness at fucking Playboi Carti concerts. And there's literally like people posting like Playboi Carti fans are so fucking crazy. They shouldn't fucking do that shit. Like that's fucked up and all that shit. Like it's a fucking festival. Like it has all genres and shit. If you look at the fucking lineup, I'm pretty sure Playboi Carti's name was not a fucking little tiny, because you know if like they have lineups and shit like that, and they have like the little openers and like have the little tiny names,
and they got
like,
the main people.
Yeah, and whenever you got the main people or like around the main area and shit like that, their names are huge. You
like Coi Leray.
Yeah, I'd rather suffocate and die in a fucking Playboi Carti mosh.
What are you talking about? When y'all get money.
Fuck that. But yeah, like you should fucking know who Playboi Carti is, like.
Who doesn't?
Like, it's a rap. Like, even if you don't listen to his music, you know he's a rapper. You know rap concerts and shit like that. You know who, it's a fucking festival with, like, rappers and shit like that. And, like, they fucking mosh and shit like that. Like, I've been to fucking concerts and shit like that, dude. Like, I know what I'm getting myself into, bro. Like, when fucking people are moshing, like, it's gonna get fucking hectic. Crowded, sweaty, fucking
ravenous,
fucking crazy, bro. Like
that's a new word I learned.
Like you, like I mean, I don't know if it's, I don't know if like I should blame the fucking. No, I don't even want to blame the fucking people that are in charge of putting the fucking artists in the lineup or some shit like that. Like
they knew,
like they know, bro.
They
like,
knew.
They should have a fucking either that or in the future they should have like a fucking separate fucking I don't even think Miley Cyrus was a headliner that night. I think.
Okay, hold up. That album was good as fuck. Have you heard her album? The Plastic Hearts? I fucking love that album. There's only like two stinkers in there, but the rest is just fucking bangers. Like, I have her album and like saved on my phone. Every time a song comes up, I literally sing that shit. I'm like over there like gasping for air whenever the songs are done. Her newest album is actually really fucking good. I actually really like it.
I honestly didn't even know she still makes music.
This is like her only good album. This is like a really good I'm not a Miley Cyrus fan, but I might as well be one. Oh yeah, when you're speaking of Lollapalooza, weren't there people like jumping over the fence and shit? That shit was funny. They like knocked down the whole fence, and like there was like crowds of people just jumping in, and then like the police were trying to stop them, and the police only stopped one person, and the one person they stopped was a person with no leg, with like a he was hit like. The one person they stopped.
Lollapalooza?
I don't know. It was at one of those festivals. I don't forget which one. But like, yeah, they're like jumping over the fence because the fucking tickets were like what, like $130 or some shit. They were fucking expensive. So people were just jumping the fence and like the police were trying to stop them. And it's so fucked because they only stopped the fucking disabled person who was like walking slowly. They're like, nope, you can't go in, sir. Even though they let like 30 people pass right by him. Speaking of a. Child molestation. Did you see?
Bro, wait, hold on.
What?
What? Child molestation. What?
I was gonna talk about. I was gonna talk about.
Wait.
Hurry up, then. Goddamn.
Wait, is this for 20? Yeah, August 1st, 2021. Okay, yeah, Thursday, Miley Cyrus. Yeah, like fucking Playboy Cardi's name is like right there, like at the top, like
big.
What the fuck?
It stood out.
Yeah. I don't get why these fucking people are so fucking like, oh, what the fuck? Limp Bizkit played over there. That's cool. But yeah. Like, you should have known what you got yourself. Like, if I go to a festival, I see, it's fucking crowded as shit, dude. I expect, like, there to be a fucking mosh pit. Like, I'd rather be in a mosh than fucking just stand around.
Yeah, that shit's boring.
Yeah. I mean, there's some artists that I want to see that, like, aren't, like, rappers or don't really have that much hype songs.
Joyner
I just want to see how... Huh?
Joyner Lucas?
Yes. No, but I want to see how they perform. I just want to see, like, how they play and perform live and shit like that and whatever. Just there for the actual music and shit like that. But there's other concerts that I want to go to just for, like, just the fucking rage and shit like that because that shit's fun.
For some reason, while you were saying that, you know that just like popped, you know what popped in my head? You know what I really want to do? I want to go to a slam poetry concert high. Just go around where they go on like birds flapping and shit like that. I'm going to just be there like facts. Okay, so can I get back to the child?
Go ahead.
Okay, speaking of child molestation, did you see the thing with 42 Doug?
No, I don't even know who that is.
He gave his son a hickey. On Instagram Live. Look, here's a video. He's really, like, molesting his fucking son. He's, like, sucking. He's, like, the motherfucker almost drawing fucking blood. God. His kid looks so fucking, like, awkward. Look at his fucking tongue. He, like, gropes his fucking neck with his tongue. He, like, Frenches. Did you see that?
I don't know who the fuck that is. Who's that?
He's a rapper. I mean, I don't listen to new rappers that much, so I don't know who he is, but I just saw him trending on Twitter, and I saw, like, kid? Ooh, I mean, it's his son. Does that help?
No.
It's like Tom Brady.
Mean,
no, but
I get, like,
but
parents,
Tom
like,
Brady
I,
does it, and it's all cool.
Yeah, I get, like, parents give, like, their kids, like, little pecks and shit like that on the lips or whatever sometimes, but, like, I don't know about that. Like, tongue on the fucking neck, dude. Like, the way he was twirling his tongue, too, like, before you...
That's so fucking nasty.
I don't know.
Is it all... You want to argue about something? Child molestation? Or how you should
what?
Or should do it?
What?
Do you think that's normal?
Fuck no, it's not normal to get... to fucking molest children, dude.
Okay, I'm not saying it's normal.
What?
Hold up. I'm trying to make an argument, man. Okay? I'm just trying to make an argument. I'm not saying it's normal, but, like, for sure there's... It's being normalized, I think. Lately in the past, like, 20 years, have you seen anything like this pop up? Right now, we've seen Tom Brady. Now we see a rapper. They're influencing people. I know there's some sick people watching that be like, that's kind of cute. And I know for a fact that that's going to happen in, like, a year from now. Another person. I mean, they're probably not going to do it live, but I know it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's okay,
but... I mean,
but,
the only
like,
person
I'm
I've
saying,
heard of, like, was Tom Brady doing that shit? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's other.
He definitely
shit
fucks
like
his son.
Yeah, probably. But like, I don't know who the fuck that one dude. I don't even remember his name anymore.
He's just the rapper.
I don't know.
Just
like,
call him rapper. I don't know.
The rapper.
Yeah. Okay. He's not the rapper. He's just a rapper. You know, lowercase. People get mad because of that. Fuck, that's so stupid. Okay, I want to get to another.
Yo, you hear about DaBaby? Like, and it's like,
oh, yeah, where he talk shit about gay people or something, yeah, and then he kicked them out of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and also you hear like how like 50 was like, the fuck was that?
Wait.
Oh, yeah, did also hear about like how like 50 Cent was like mentoring DaBaby? So that's probably why DaBaby said that shit.
Yeah.
Because 50 Cent, that man gives no fucks whatsoever. You gotta say something.
No, I was just thinking. I don't know. That's, yeah, I guess that kind of does suck. But I don't know. I don't even. What did he say? He didn't even just like.
I don't know.
He's all like. No. I think he's all like. Oh, hope y'all motherfuckers didn't bring like all that HIV and AIDS shit over here and shit like that. I mean,
quote for quote, this is what DaBaby said. Fuck gay people. I don't know, something like that. I wasn't paying attention. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, that's I'm just trying to make a joke. What he said.
He's like, fuck gay people. I don't want no homos here. Get the fuck out of my goddamn concert. We don't want your HIV ass in here. Like, don't touch me. The fuck? Ew, get the fuck away from me. Get your AIDS infested hands away from me. I don't want to touch you. Don't kiss me. It was something like that.
Yeah, probably.
And then he got like kicked out or something. I don't know. Honestly, he don't care. He said something. I mean, he got backlash. And, I mean, shit, what other thing was supposed to happen? He had free speech, but, like, because, you know, if you say something, you're going to have to expect backlash. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, whenever you're, like, that high of a fucking status and shit like that.
You
like,
say something, you have to pay for it.
Like, last year, DaBaby was, like, one of the biggest fucking artists.
He still
like,
is, up-and-coming kind of.
Artists and yeah. I mean...
Oh, never mind. With that latest song, you know, where the, like... Like fucking Columbus beat or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, bro, stop.
I don't listen to rap.
I mean,
but like I know like
you don't even have to listen to rap. It's like, I don't listen. It was literally a big ass meme.
I only know about DaBaby for like memes and shit like that. That's the only reason why I know about him. Like I do not listen to like new up and coming rappers because I honestly just think they're. Oh yeah, that one.
That one. Yeah, because of that. Yeah, stinker.
I know, but, like, people still play for the meme and shit like that, but... Like,
I mean, that's kind of smart, though.
Now, I think DaBaby's, like... I think... I don't know if it'll be the downfall, but it'll definitely, like... Make... Like, it'll definitely, like, not give him any credit for much shit anymore. Because, like... Who the fuck... Like, everybody's just, like, so quick to, like, attack somebody as soon as they fucking, like, make a mistake or some shit right now. But, it might be, like, a little plummet of DaBaby's career, maybe.
Okay, so you're done with that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to get into this article. I mean, we're probably only going to last, like, 5 minutes on this. Probably not even, because it's just... I saw this article, it was like... you know that TikTok dance, Savage or whatever?
No.
Where, like, they do that shit? You know, it's just some stupid-ass dance. Well, that itself, I don't give a shit. The thing that's fucked up is, like, the bitch who made the dance is copywriting it. That's like this. That's like the Backpack Kid copywriting the shitty ass flaw. It's so fucking stupid. How fucking ignorant you have to. I don't even know. Fuck. Like it's what a shitty fucking person to do that. There's like kids who are like doing that, but like no, you want to copyright that? You want to fucking sue them for that? For just a shitty fucking move that you fucking made? It's so fucking stupid. Yeah, this stupid bitch. What's her name? Kara Wilson. Fuck you, Kara Wilson. You a stupid goddamn bitch. Fuck you. You're probably not gonna listen to this. That's why I'm saying this. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Balls deep in your mouth, bitch. Yeah, it's just fucked up. Why the fuck would you do that? That's so stupid.
Wasn't there a basketball player like a couple years ago that trying to do the same shit or something like that because like Fortnite put his dancer or some shit like that on the game or some shit. I mean, but who the fuck makes money off of a fucking dance, honestly? Like,
apparently her suing fucking kids. Fuck, like, that's so stupid.
It's fucking TikTok. Like, most TikTok people don't fucking get paid for shit. I mean, like, yeah, sure, some of them do, but like, I don't really know how you can fucking copyright a fucking dance. I mean, you could just fucking like do the exact same dance, but just like add one tiny thing. I mean, what's the borderline of fucking copyright to a dance? Like,
the backpack kid effect.
Yeah, but
that's
you can
what's
just
happening right now.
You can just fucking do like a slight different.
That doesn't matter.
Version of it, like I don't know.
That literally won't fucking stop them. They can do whatever the fuck they want because they're fucking stupid, goddamn pieces of shit of fucking. They're human fucking garbage. God, I don't know why this pisses me off so much. It just does because they're like taking away the fucking fun of fucking some shitty ass like move that people are having fun off of. Like, how shitty of a fucking person you have to be to do that? I don't fucking understand that. Just let people have their fucking fun, even though it's like it's not like a cool dance, I guess. But still, and like shitty ass people are making money off of it. I don't give a shit about that. But still, it's so stupid to copyright it. God. Okay, I want to get off of that topic so I don't get pissed off to something even funnier.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to add one more thing. Everybody's so cash-driven. I don't know. I guess she wants to, like, I've never even heard of it. I've never even heard about the dance, honestly. So, like, I could give a shit. But, like, I guess they want to, like, make cash into it as soon as possible. Like, and shit like that. I mean, it's like, I don't know, like.
That's the shittiest way to
Are you
going to
copyright it if
too.
Somebody does it in, a dance competition? Like.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking point, I guess.
I don't know. Like, it's not like it's going to be the fucking next whipping Nene and shit like that. Like, there's so many fucking dance and whatever challenges or some shit. But, I don't fucking know, dude. It's stupid.
Okay, on a lighthearted note, I saw this other article where it's like, fed up dad picks up dramatic kid like he was another shopping bag. Give someone this, give this guy a medal. I'm gonna see if I can find the video. This shit's funny. Oh, fuck. I've never watched the video, so this is my first time. Lol. Stupid goddamn kid. Should have beat his ass.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't even know why the fuck. I just saw this article and I was like, that's kind of funny.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Do you think that's bad or good?
What?
That they did that?
I mean, as long as he doesn't, like, body slam the fucking kid.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay. That's
nah, I'm just fucking. That's good. I'm just fake news. I'm making fake news.
Yeah, I don't know. Children, all children are brats. Like, there's no fucking generation of children that weren't fucking annoying or brats. We were all fucking brats. Even like the old boomer fucking fuckers are like, yeah. You're doing something equivalent back then to like what kids on fucking iPads and shit like that are doing now.
Quick question.
Like, you were a fucking little shit when you were a little kid. Like, you were not.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Come on.
Maturing is wanting to beat the shit out of your younger self. Like, you don't know how bad I want to go back in time, just knock the
There's
shit.
There's so many fucking
I was bullied
thoughts.
As a fucking little kid. I would bully myself. Like, bro, of course I was bullied. I was fat, short, and had stutter. Yeah. Those are the obvious things to bully. No, if I saw myself, I would bully the shit out of myself. God damn. Literally, I was bullied, and that literally fixed my stutter. Because I would stutter so fucking bad. You don't understand. Every other sentence would be like, I fucking hate. Looking back on it, I would just wanted to punch myself in the fucking face and be like, get your act together. What are you, fucking stupid?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of dumb shit. And I fucking regretted and
because
shit
of
like that.
Because of that, I was a fucking asshole.
I used to sing Fred songs, dude. Like, Fred, you know, the little, hey, it's Fred. Like, high pitch.
Okay, I was annoying, but god damn, I wasn't that annoying.
Yeah,
what the fuck
I'm
was wrong
sure
with
you? Dude, look back deeper, bro. If you dig deep enough into your fucking, like, past and shit like that, dude, you'll fucking find the most embarrassing and fucking godforsaken shit you want to regret. Like, you probably can't think of it now, but, like, you probably, like,
I think I've jerked off to a Dan TDM video.
Okay,
I didn't jerk off to a Dan. I remember I was like probably like, I say 11 or something. I was like jerking off because I found porn at an early age. I don't know how or why. I just did. My perfect fucking segue. I was smart. Like, I would jerk off, then like afterwards just quickly switch it to Dan TDM episode, and I just stay there with my fucking. Come in my goddamn shorts. Ugh. And I just I was a fucking child. I had no idea what the fuck to do, and I was just like sitting there watching Dan TDM while there's fucking cum leaking out of my fucking cock.
Is that the dude that does like the little makeout is that the like makeout pranks or some shit?
No, it's some Minecraft YouTuber.
Oh, okay.
Which makes it fucking worse.
I thought you were jerking off to like fucking social experiments or like kissing girl prank or
that would have been better because there would have been girls in there.
True. That's why I'm not giving my kid a phone or a laptop or anything, like, electronic shit until they're, like, 14. Because, like...
I'd say 10.
No, I'm giving my shit... I'm giving my kids, like, a phone or a tablet or a fucking laptop until they're 14. Because, bro, like, the amount of fucking stupid shit and, in, like, non-intentional shit, like, non-intentional, like, fucking shit, like... that, like, is posted on YouTube and shit like that, and TikTok and shit like that, dude, like, he's gonna find out about some shit.
I do this, okay.
Like,
I do this.
I found out about so, a bunch of, I found out about so much shit, like, just digging on the internet on my own and shit, that, like,
oh, for sure, like,
changed me.
Like, a fucking 13 or 14, I was looking at live leak videos.
Not even 13 and 14, like, fucking 8 years old on my fucking shitty, like, computer when my mom wasn't home. I was just fucking playing, like, Flash games.
Minecraft porn.
I'm playing fucking Flash games or some shit like that. It's also a sad thing that, like, our kids aren't really gonna experience Flash games anymore. Because, like,
Flash games really made up my whole childhood.
Yeah, dude, because I didn't have a... I mean, I did have a fucking PlayStation and, like a Nintendo.
My first console, like, I bought for myself.
But, like, I didn't take care of my games, so, like, they would be all fucking scratched up and shit like that. My mom would never buy a fucking... game for me and shit like that.
Me neither. It'd be rare, like, my mom would buy me, because she'd be like,
so, like,
get off that shit.
Either that, or I'd get really bored of the game or some shit like that, or, like, the controller's fucked up or some shit like that. So I'd just go on the computer or whatever and just fucking play a little quick, cool Flash game or some shit. There'll be, like, fucking ads and shit like that that I see, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me click that. Boom, fucking titties, fucking porn, dude. Like,
some
what the
big,
fuck?
Furry titties.
Changed me, bro. Changed me. Also... other things that changed me was, like, fucking GTA. Like, Vice City, bro. Like, I think...
Vice City turned
me
into
an
atheist.
I think I was jerking off to, like, cartoon drawings than before, like, actual porn. Because, like, you know the Vice City, like...
I think I was, too. I don't know.
You know, like, Vice City, like, posters or, like, San Andreas posters?
Yeah.
I think the Vice City one has this girl, a drawing of a girl in a bikini, in, like, a pink bikini... I would beat my fucking dick to that shit all fucking day, dude. Like, that shit just fucking blew my mind just looking at, like, shit like that. That shit, like, fucking changed me. That's why I am, like... I mean, well, yeah, I want my kid to, like, fucking, like, realize shit, but, like, I kind of want them to live a normal, perfect fucking childhood. Like, a normal fucking childhood, like, play games and shit like that and, like, fucking do sports or whatever, do whatever they want. But I don't want them to, like...
Lose
their innocence and over-sexualize everything and shit like that, because that shit is fucking hell.
I did. I was a, like, horny-ass fucking little kid, because I found
shit like
that.
Because we grew up in an age of fucking internet. Like, literally anything is like a click away.
The new age of internet. That's really what we're,
like,
living in.
Yeah.
We grew up in the new age of
and
internet.
It's,
so,
yeah, it's fucking...
nobody knew what it was at first.
And imagine, like, the little shit that we found, and then, like, there's so much even more shit now. Like, way even easier.
Yeah, because...
like, even, like, you're just fucking one tap away from fucking clicking, like...
an ISIS video.
An ISIS, a fucking porn
video.
Yeah,
because back then, when there wasn't that much stuff, like, yeah, there were a couple beheading videos, or, like, a couple, like...
But
right now,
really,
if a fucking kid just keeps clicking ads, they're eventually
and there's
to, like, furry porn or some shit
fucking,
like that.
Like, assholes and, like, Instagram or TikTok, and they'll be like, it's just, like, a little innocent video, and then, like, literally the next
titties.
Next second, it's, like, titties, or the next second, it's, like, fucking ISIS fucking beheading video or some shit like that.
Those are the best, though.
Yeah. Like, when it's just, like, a fucking random... Oh, hey guys, what's up? Hey, I'm gonna
teach
you guys.
Did you watch a new imposter video?
Hey, look at this Among Us, and then boom, a fucking guy fucking getting his head blown off with a shotgun and shit like that on fucking TikTok. There, you know how many fucking videos there's been like that on TikTok, like, last year and shit like that? You know, like, that one.
Oh, yeah, like, the dude, like, turned himself into the fucking, like, Demogorgon.
I still haven't watched that video.
You haven't?
I really don't want to watch
it. It's not that
bad. I don't want to watch it, though.
It's not that bad.
I don't want to watch it.
I mean, it's sad because the dog comes up at the end and starts, like, eating his, like, leftover brain matter. And you're just, like, watching that, and you're like, damn. A man really just
died.
Yeah,
I heard so many people, like, fucking, like, people on TikTok. I don't even think I had TikTok at the time.
Oh, I did. I had TikTok for a long-ass time. Because, like, when it first came, like, I had TikTok when it was still Musical.ly. Because, like, my brother forced me to get it. He was like, look at these stupid-ass motherfuckers. Because I specifically remember the only reason I got Musical.ly was because I saw this fat bitch dancing to a fucking, like, stupid ass song called like style. No, a stupid ass like Mexican song called like Colesterol. Fuck, what is it called? It was some stupid song about like cholesterol, and the bitch was fat. So that's the only reason why I downloaded, because that shit was funny.
Yeah.
And then eventually became to more memes. I was like, so whenever I got TikTok, I was like early on it, which I'm happy about, because now it just blew up. Oh yeah, well, I was gonna say. No, because you said you're gonna give your like a kid your phone like at 14 or something.
Yeah.
No, I'd say this. I'd probably
or like 12 or some shit.
I'd probably let him use the internet by like 9, 8, or 10. But like that's only gonna be with me. Like I'm gonna be monitoring.
Now there's like.
Oh, you can put like blocks on it too.
And shit. I mean, back then it was kind of hard.
But like, because
like
but,
parents didn't really know shit about the fucking internet. Or
yeah,
computer.
So I'm gonna
they
say like
use it for like printing out shit or some shit like that.
Through like 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it's gonna be like. He's only gonna be on the internet when I'm there, but like he can be get like full range of it when he's like 15. I think that's probably the nice cutoff, because yeah. 15 you're entering high school, right? Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that's probably a good that's cutoff like to look at.
That's when your hormones are just like through the fucking roof, dude. At least like I think.
Oh, and also yeah. because since I've watched a shit ton of like Live Leaks videos since I was like a little kid, that also like. It also put the mind of, like, death in my head. Because, like, when I was in, like, probably 7th or 7th grade, I wanted to kill myself. I was depressed because, like, with the bullying, because I already told you I was, like, fat, I was short, and I stuttered. I wanted to kill myself. No, laugh, bro. Like, looking back, I'm like, God, I'm a fucking pussy. But like because of all, like, the livelihoods and looking, like, death at so much, I'd be like, I could do that so easily.
Yeah. I don't, yeah. That's how I kind of thought, too. But not because of, like, bullying, just because, like,
Also because my fucking parents are Mexican, they don't believe in depression.
Yeah.
So that's also one factor that, like, made me really want to kill myself. I mean, thank God I didn't. Should have. <Yeah. laughs> I mean, I can talk about it because I'm not in that place because I fucking grew up. I'm not a fucking little bitch anymore. I can take shit, you know? Like, I can just... throw shit away, like, call me a fucking short
shut up,
baby.
You're small.
Stop. Yeah, so, yeah, like I was saying, I'll probably give my kid full range of the internet, like, around 14 to 15. That's probably a nice cutoff.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, they'll figure out shit on their own. I mean, I fucking figured out jerking off on my own. Like, I used to just think you would just grab your shit, like, your balls, and then, like, boom, that's it. But no, like, I remember getting rock hard before taking a shower, and I was like,
No.
And that shit fucking hurt. Like, after I, like, nutted the first time, dude, that shit fucking hurt. I mean, I took a shower after, and so the water was hitting my dick, dude. It was bad, dude. It was so bad. I was like, what the fuck?
Not me. I remember the first time I
took
it.
That
was
just a rabbit hole to, like, that was just the beginning of the fucking, like, plummet down of me fucking just fucking beating my dick.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about that right now, because that's, I could talk about my horny fucking, like, 13-year-old self for, like, a fucking hour, probably. But this is the one thing I'm gonna say. I probably already mentioned this. Like, the first time I jerked off was probably, like, a 7 or... I was probably 5. Because, like...
Okay.
And it was on accident.
Yeah, I don't think it
was on accident. But I remember specific, because it was, like, the first time. Because I remember I was on my bike. I went forward. My dick hit the fucking bike in the inside. And I came. So at the time, I didn't know. But I was, like... What the fuck was that feeling? That shit was amazing. What the fuck was that? And I had no idea my pants were, like, fucking, like, wet. Because, you know, I was a stupid... I was a stupid little kid. I was innocent. I didn't know. So, like, every time I got on my bike, I would try to do that exact same move. Like, just hitting my, like, dick on the balls on the bike. And I'm pretty sure that's what led up to my... I like fucking, like, torturing my fucking... Never mind.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I never fucking jerked off that young. I think the first time I ever jerked off was I was like 10.
Okay, when I'm saying I jerked, I did it unintentionally. That like whenever I started, I was probably like 11, I think, when I actually knew, or like 12, somewhere around there.
But
do you want to keep talking about something, or do you want to wrap up?
Wrap up.
Yeah,
been talking for a fat minute, so.
Yeah, it was a decent episode. I like it.
Pretty good, I guess. Time to plug our shit.
Thank you for listening to this episode. go make sure to go follow us on Twitter at The Taboo Official. Also our Instagram, which is The Taboo Official again. And oh yeah, first Arnold has the Instagram account, and I still haven't got it because I'm a lazy piece of shit. So if you want to type in something into there, like call us shit, call us good, I don't care. Just give us feedback, please. We need to know that people are listening so we can keep making this shit. Because nobody says anything. I haven't gotten a message for all this time. All this goddamn content I'm giving you. Not one fucking your shit, or like, thank you, please have more. Just please, someone, I'm fucking begging you.
If at least
one person, I can mention your name. I don't care. I can do whatever. Just at least one person let us know so we can keep doing this stupid shit. Please give me a reason to live.
I'm just trying to do this shit full time, honestly, or something full time. Like,
this is like therapy. Like,
we need a Patreon, dude. We need a Patreon. I've been talking about Patreon, dude.
Okay,
we're gonna make a Patreon, maybe in the next couple months.
Yeah, probably.
There's gonna be
like
a Discord, and we'll talk about full details whenever we actually get everything like done and everything and shit like that. But like for now, just know in the future there'll be Patreon. There'll be a Discord. We'll start doing video formats and shit like that once we build a bigger fan base of this
once I, like, put ads
podcast
or, shit,
or whatever. But like we're just at the beginning, man. This is just the start of everything. Like, even though this is season 2,
I'm actually happy because
we're getting there.
The
we're,
first
we'll
season
get there eventually.
Was shit because I'm so stupid. I don't know why we recorded two times a week. Once a week is better because I can actually collect shitty topics or just some random things that happen in my week. And when I can just talk about that. And we're also, I think we're getting better at, like, being comfortable on the mic, you know?
Yeah. Even though I haven't done this since, like, a big fat minute.
Yeah, but, like, still, I mean,
we're getting there.
We're getting for, like, what, 3 times that we've done this just, like, for the second season. I feel like we're getting more comfortable. So,
yeah,
go.
Anyways.
Again, go follow us on Twitter at The Taboo Official and Instagram Taboo Official. Do we have another thing?
I think it's
I don't
it.
Know. Oh, yeah, Facebook.
Oh, you have a Facebook now?
Yeah, I made a Facebook. I think it's at The Taboo Official, too. So, you don't even have to, like, type it in. I'll probably just link at the end of the episode. Just please give us feedback. We need it. We need a reason to live. We need a reason to keep doing this because, yeah, I want my balls stroked. Like, please. If someone leaves them, I'll probably get rocked. Okay, no. Just please send a message. It'll literally only take, like, 2 fucking seconds to call a shit. Or okay, I almost forgot the most important part. If people are still listening to this, because we've literally been plugging our shit for like 2 minutes now.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I don't know.
Okay. Since we're on Apple we're on Apple Podcasts now. I forgot to mention that last episode. We're finally on fucking Apple Podcasts. Thank fucking God. It took me so goddamn long because I had to put my show on review, which I don't know how we literally said some stupid shit like other. We were offensive on our first season. Right now, we're probably calming it down because we want people to listen.
Yeah.
We don't want to drive people away.
We need a ad
so, yeah,
friendly.
On Apple Podcasts, please write a review. We can read the review on here if you want to. Leave us 5 stars. Please leave us 5 stars because that'll help us get more people listening. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
God, I'm such a...